Mistake. 5,000 diapers and 5,000 pairs of rubber pants.
Well, you're all set for winter. I'd give 10 bucks for this war to be over.
Put me down for 10.
$20. How could they turn us down?
We could even go to 25. But don't tell them that in the beginning.
3 months ago. Hey. 3 months ago, I ordered new boots. I made it easy. I said, new boots or let me go back to my old shoe store in Vermont.
Reasonable?
I even offered to let them resole my foot. 3 months waiting. I could have had a third of a baby by now.
You don't have the hips for it.
I need to fix something. What's this?
Frank's birthday.
Wonder how old he is. Why don't we saw him in half tonight and count his rings? To my darling husband, on the day of your birth, you made a heaven for me on earth.
She should have seen Mr. Heaven on Earth in surgery yesterday, putting a nurse on report for giving him the instrument that he asked for.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns, from the bottom of my foot. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
That's supposed to be clever.
Happy birthday, Frank.
And many more, Bunky. We were going to buy you something, but we couldn't get to the 5 and 10 yen store.
Buy me something? You guys are so full of prunes.
Now I know what to get you. An electric bra.
That tears it. Where is it? What filthy whatever have you done with my wife's birthday card?
I don't know how to tell you this, Frank, but your wife's birthday card is having a thing with my right foot.
That's it! I want that card out of your boot, pronto, and that's an order.
Try to do what he says. He could revoke your feet.
How much do you want for your boots, Frank?
What?
I'll give you $50 and the Ten Commandments in pig Latin.
Go peddle your papers.
There's only one thing left to do, Hawk. I think we should go lean on the supply sergeant.
Very good advice from a man who zipped his fly to new heights.
I got you in here, Doc. I know, I remember.
10 and a half C boot.
Right, 10 and a half Charlie. Here we are, right next to Captain Milligan's truss.
He never got it. He was shipped home weeks ago.
I hope he had somebody carry his bags for him. You want the truss if it comes in?
It was a 10 and a half C. Sergeant Zale. I'm a doctor. I've been operating for a week, standing on one foot. I'm warning you, you're looking at a desperate flamingo. You see that hole?
So?
I find it a little mind-boggling that I can't get a 10 and a half C boot.
You want to see a 10 and a half C hole? Look at this. Huh? For weeks I've been asking the dentist to fix this and he's too busy.
What do you think?
That's a hole.
Unfortunately, we're not dentists, but your tonsils don't look too good.
Let us snip them out.
No chance. I need them to chew it.
Sarge, if we can arrange your dental work, you think you just might be able to expedite the 10 and a half Charlies?
You get me a 20-20 mouth, and I'll find you a pair of boots so fast it'll make your feet swim.
Attention. Captain Alvin Mercer leaves for a honeymoon in Tokyo at 0900 hours. Any nurse wishing to be the bride, please contact the captain. No experience necessary.
Klinger, stop fidgeting. Sit back.
It hurts my head.
May I ask why you're wearing curlers?
I'm going on guard duty tonight.
Klinger, when are you going to wise up? You've been trying to get out of the Army for 6 months now by wearing dresses. What's it got you?
Two proposals and a hurt letter from a peeping Tom.
Who was it?
I don't undress and tell.
Oh, Pierce, McIntyre.
Konnichiwa, Dr. Futterman, son.
The sun smiles, the river laughs.
Can't help loving that man of mine.
Well, how can you wear just a skirt on a cold day like this?
You think it's easy being a nut?
Bernie.
Open wide.
Bernie, I have to ask you a favor before you go down to the pits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the supply sergeant, Zale?
Zale. Yeah. What about him?
I want you to give him his bridge.
In two words, impossible. That's cosmetic work. I got people here with sick teeth.
Bernie, look at this.
I don't do shoes. You'll have to get them filled somewhere else.
Bernie, I'm at your mercy. I'm wearing my foot on my sleeve.
Do Zale's teeth and he gets new boots.
Fair enough. If you help me. I'm in love.
Just name her. She's yours. We'll bring her here in chains.
We'll even give her a drug that makes you look tall and blonde.
Gentlemen, it's not a woman. It's Japan. I love that land, from the top of Fujiyama to the bottom of its sea, where even right now, chubby, half-naked diving girls are irritating oysters to produce pearls.
Makes you want to enlist in the oysters.
I know I'm Japanese. I was born Japanese. I have a feeling that I was kidnapped by a dentist whose wife was barren and spirited away to East Orange. My life there has only been prologue to my final destiny. Underwater dentist in an all-night bathhouse.
Look, we're good, but we can't get you a transfer to Japan.
I only want 3 days. I want to visit a Shinto shrine. I want to see the kabuki. I want to spend an evening with a girl that I can think about in years to come when my wife is talking to me.
Okay, we'll see Henry.
Henry. In the great mouth of life, Henry Blake is but a temporary filling.
Okay, sir, you sign this top form and initial all the rest.
Initial radar?
Oh, yes, sir. Your initials signify that instead of signing, you initial. Then, you have to sign this form, which states that you merely initialed the forms that required signing. Then, after you've signed, you put your initial where you signed so that people will know that you okayed your signature with your initial.
Radar, tell me the truth. Do you understand any of this?
I try not to, sir. It slows up the work.
Anything else?
There's these more here too, sir.
Oh, poo. I got a bucket of golf balls to wash. Hey, three nurses want to transfer out?
Yes, sir. They're really in tough shape. It's sad to see them crying in the shower.
Radar, you were supposed to fix the hole in that tent.
I did, sir. But it just took a week longer than I expected.
Major Houlihan, huh?
Sir, she's really giving him a bad time.
The queen of the bedpan strikes again.
Well, there's also something more you should know, too, sir.
What?
Major Houlihan is preparing a very bad report about you for General Mitchell.
How do you know that?
Well, when I was cleaning out our wastebasket, I accidentally came upon this piece of paper, which he had been typing with the wrong side of the carbon facing. So I pressed it with a steam iron to transfer what she wrote onto this piece of paper, and then I could see what she wrote without having to hold up her mistake to a mirror.
That was a terrific accident, Derek.
Thanks, sir.
Incompetent, inefficient, unmilitary. She spelled bungler wrong.
No, that's bungler, sir.
Oh, she got it right. Boy, that
gripes my cookies.
What has she got against me?
I've never done a thing to that woman.
Maybe that's it, sir.
Oh, no. Not without combat pay.
Are you in, Henry?
I'm in enough to ask you to get the hell out.
Bad mood today.
That's right. I'm in a bad mood today.
Wow, what ears.
What's up, Henry? Holahan's got the nurses so crazy, half of them can't sleep at night.
Yeah, which one?
She's also preparing a report to General Mitchell where I could wind up shaving patients before surgery.
I guess this is the wrong time to ask you for a favor, huh, Henry?
Not unless you want to turn down, then it's ideal.
It's for Futterman, the dentist.
The Closet Oriental. If you give him 3 days in Tokyo, I can get a new pair of boots.
I'd be lying if I said I understood that. I'd also be lying if I said I cared.
What if we can get Hot Lips off your back?
I'd give Futterman a week. He could run for emperor.
Never fails. One hand washes the other.
You fix that, sweetheart, and I'll give you a bath.
That part of our relationship is over, Henry.
Henry Blake is a sham commander, a farcical administrator, and a spineless, irresponsible, lecherous old beanbag.
Margaret, we're not going to get anywhere if you keep holding back.
My report is going to General Mitchell.
Oh, come on, reconsider. Henry's less than perfect, but we are a team.
Yeah, it's just that he's been in one too many scrimmages without his helmet.
Margaret, what can we do?
What you can do mostly is not torment Frank Burns.
All right, you have our word. He will never find meatloaf in his pajamas again.
We'll never add another number to his dog tag.
He will never again wake up with nail polish and mascara.
Not good enough, gentlemen. Not good enough. Today is Frank's birthday.
Yeah.
I think a surprise party in the mess tent tonight with a big cake and at least 20 people and presents might just stop my report.
It's a deal.
It is not. I have just run out of hypocrisy. My dignity tank is getting dangerously low. You expect me to drag 20 screaming people to a party for Frank Burns and paint smiles on their faces? And presents? Half this camp spends its time sticking pins in little Frank Burns dolls. I will debase myself just so far for a pair of boots. Ha! A party for Frank Burns? I think I'll start with a few hors d'oeuvres, followed by baked ham and hot biscuits. If they'll stay hot, that's the only problem.
Radar, what are you doing?
Starting the mail.
Otherwise known as a sneak preview.
Anything for us?
No, what do you guys want, sirs?
A birthday cake for Frank Burns.
What, are you going to start being nice to him now?
Yeah, we thought we'd try it. If he likes it, we can always stop.
Well, Dad, what do you need me for? Why don't you talk to the cook?
Well, we had a little falling out. We sent a sample of his stew to the lab. It came back marked benign, no traces of food.
Look, Radar, you do this for us, and I promise you I'll find a cure for shortness.
Now, that's not funny.
Hey, you know he's only joking.
Yeah, not Hart, you're 6'3".
Yeah, I know. I'm just kind of edgy lately. Guess it's my, loneliness.
Which one is she?
That new first lieutenant, the big blonde lady.
Murphy? The Wonder Nurse?
She's two people taller than you.
You're smart, Radar. Start in the boys' department. Work your way up to the men's floor.
Give us a little time. We'll find you something in 32 regular.
I don't have time. The medical journal says a man's best years are between 19 and 25. Right now, I'm at my peak physically.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Hey, Radar, forget about Murphy. What about Nurse Anderson?
She's built like a brick hospital.
Murphy.
Well, what about Nurse Jacobs? She's offered her body to science. Time and time again.
Murphy.
Please, fellas, I'm tired. I'm in no mood for kidding.
Murphy, we just need a little favor.
Why didn't you say so? The answer's no.
Look, we need to borrow your body for an evening.
And your heart doesn't have to be in it.
Is that unreasonable?
I wish somebody'd make me that offer.
We have this terrific friend who's really anxious to go out with you.
He's sort of a shy Gary Cooperish type.
Well, he's a little more ish than Cooper, but he's extremely bright in the head where that kind of thing counts.
Warm and witty.
Excitingly average.
Okay.
Okay?
What kind of a turndown is that?
He can meet me in my tent after ward duty.
Don't you want to know how you'll recognize him?
Oh, I'll know. He'll be the one with the dryer.
The what?
Part of this deal has to be that I have a hair dryer. I'm tired of walking through this war with wet hair.
And that's all there is to it?
Listen, for a hair dryer, I'd even go out with Radar O'Reilly.
We can't send a kid like Radar up with a girl like that.
Maybe if I took a real hot bath, I could fit into his clothes.
$75. It's as high as I go.
Nope.
All right, $100, and I'll throw in a nose job.
You implying my nose is too big?
Not at all. I'll even add to it if you want. I'll give you a nose that'll need a tie clip. I need this dryer.
There's only one thing I want, and everybody knows it.
Klinger, it's not in our power to give you a discharge.
I looked it up. If I can get four officers that'll sign that I'm a nutcase, I can get out.
I'd sign a paper certifying you're an English sheepdog.
Providing you stay on the paper.
I knew you guys would do it. When it comes to crazy, you're tops. What's the use? They just burned so Houlihan. They wouldn't sign.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe we can soften them up. We're giving him a party.
For his birthday.
The same guys that glued his head to a pillow last week?
Hey, trust us.
We'll get him mellow. He'll sign your nutsogram.
You get ready for the party. And tell me what you're wearing so we don't clash.
What is it?
Open it up. It was my father's. He was cavalry.
A riding crop.
My mother gave it to him on their wedding night.
Margaret, you're a dreamboat. Giddy up. Margaret, I'm so grateful you remembered my birthday. I'm not the sort of person whose birthday people seem to remember. I'm just sort of there, year after year. When I was little, my mother used to send out 30 birthday invitations just to get four kids to show up.
Oh, you told me.
Why don't people like me, Margaret?
Well, have some wine, Frank.
They don't, you know. I've gotten thank you notes from people I said I'd never see again.
Well, do you know what we're going to do?
Mm.
We're going over to the mess tent for a birthday dinner. Just the two of us. Just you and me.
Just the two of us. Isn't that sad?
Major's at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay, everybody get down. Hi.
Hawkeye, is that your hand?
Is what my hand?
Say, what's a...
This isn't all for me.
Sure it is, you silly goose.
Frank.
Well put, Henry.
Frank, it's very hard to tell people how much you like them. Very hard. Some people even harder than others. Frank, this is a very tough case.
Thank you. Colonel Blake, stretcher, please.
Right, come on, Henry. There's a bottle dying to meet you.
Ah, you two palookas.
Thanks, Pierce.
Deal's a deal. Speech, Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, speech. Speech.
I'm not much at speechifying. This party's really thrown me for a loop. I'd just like to say that I think you're all a bunch of swell eggs. Of course, a few of the eggs are a little cracked.
Biggest horse's patootin' the irony.
Frank, we had some presents for you. Radar, give Frank a drink.
Yes, sir.
Not too much, Frank. It makes you sluggish.
Now, this first present is from all the gang at X-Ray.
Oh.
It's practical as well as ornamental. A pair of lead-lined jockey shorts. Now, let's see what else we have here.
Hey, tomorrow morning, Doc, in regards to my teeth, huh?
The dawn awakens the soul. The soul summons the spirit.
What time?
As soon as I get back from the latrine, be in my chair, 10 o'clock, mouth open. Don't be late.
You got it.
A rare gift, Frank, from old Heidelberg, a medical student's specimen stein.
Margaret, this is the best party I ever had.
Major Houlihan seems in good spirits.
She's gonna be one peroxide pussycat from now on. And you can thank yours anonymously for that.
Really?
How'd you like to come to my tent and thank me in person?
You're married, aren't you?
Well, that's all right. So's my wife.
Hey, Klinger, what time you got?
5 to 8.
Jeez, I gotta get out of here. I got a date.
Yeah? With who?
Nurse Murphy.
You gonna work without a net?
Now may we have the,
They love you, Frank.
It was their hatred that fooled me.
Make a wish, Frank.
Pierce, McIntyre, this is the happiest night of my life, buddies.
You want to share the happiness, Frank?
With the whole world.
Sign this.
Sure. What is it? Never. You're asking me to let a pervert out of the army?
Oh, right, Frank. By all means. Let's keep the perverts in the army.
Anyway, Klinger's not a pervert.
How do you know?
Because I'm one, and he's never at the meetings.
That's disgusting.
Hey, she's tearing up my crazy papers.
Hey, what are you doing?
Here.
But didn't they tell you? I'm your date.
Only if you plug yourself in and blow on my hair.
Frank, this is your party, and you're going to enjoy it whether you like it or not. Now, come on, everybody's watching. Cut the cake.
I can't.
Act like a man, you twit. A deal's a deal.
Before we operate on that cake, I would like to get a second opinion.
This'll all go into my report to the general, Colonel Drunky John.
Henry, go fall down on somebody. Margaret.
It'll all be reported.
Oh, boy.
If I don't see you before I leave, thank you for the 3-day pass, Colonel Son.
In case you haven't heard, Captain, there's a war going on, Son.
Henry, may I talk to you?
Wait till I lose control.
See you bright and early, Doc.
Forget it. Sleep late. And learn how to gum your food. I'm not going into your mouth unless it catches fire.
Guilty with the fellow doctor.
Murphy, please!
Sorry about Pearl Harbor.
It'll never happen again.
Don't go, Sergeant.
Out of my way, sir. That's an order.
He's got to have those boots.
Look, we made a deal. He didn't come through.
Do you know what I did? How I degraded myself, how I groveled, how I humbled, how I cheapened myself, all for a pair of miserable, lousy army boots? I swear to you, as dedicated as I am to the sanctity and preservation of human life, if I had a gun at this moment, I would send my head across the tent.
A gun takes 6 weeks. There's a terrific waiting list.
Look, Sergeant, what if we got you an appointment with a dentist?
Yeah, I happen to know he's not going to Tokyo.
But if we got him a 3-day pass, then Hot Lips won't report Henry. On the other hand, if we get Radar a date with the hairdryer...
Let's get some chow.
You go. I don't feel like it.
Tough breaking in, huh?
It takes a while. I'll do it.
Well, you gotta start sometime. Come on.
Okay.
Wonder what garbage they got for us today.
What's the difference?
Four?